Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Wednesday to you, hump day if you so choose. Apparently, the Texans are moving to add more depth. If you heard Nick Caserio on at 7:30, I think he talked for about 45 minutes with the fellas at Pan and Pendergast this morning. One of the things they asked about was the interior of that defensive line, right? Mm-hmm. With Tim Settle and Mario Edwards going down in back-to-back weeks. You know, is this going to be an internal thing? Are you going to look for somebody? And both on the GM show with Texans Radio and with Payne and Pendergast, Caserio was like, you know, we feel like we have pieces and we'll go with what we have. We'll obviously look and see if there's anybody. And before too long, not more than a couple hours later, the Texans have signed defensive tackle Marcus Harris to the practice squad. He has played with the Tennessee Titans this year. I haven't gotten a chance to look at what his game has looked like, but I mean, obviously not a major player by any means for that team, but they add another body into the fold.
You need other bodies. That's the only place on the defense where, and we've talked about it, where, you know, you kind of think, all right, well, one of the deepest places on the squad has become thin all of a sudden. I don't mind it. I mean, this is a squad that we clearly know now is trying to find every conceivable piece that can help them get where they want to go.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Somebody talked about the intro. I always forget the intro still has you taking a whiff of the smelling salts. Did you see Jalen Petrie in this game?
Yeah, he handled it better than I did.
Yeah, he didn't move at all, which I was like, at that point, has the smelling salts, yeah, have they worn off
you
there?
Want to check.
Have we done too much?
Yes, I was like, this dude needs to check his nasal cavity.
Nah, you might have a serious problem.
Right.
I mean, he went and like nothing. I was like, oh, boy.
You sure that smelling salt?
In fact, it looked like he took a second whiff as if to see if it was working. And I was like, hey, man, do we need to have a conversation about what's happening here, Jalen?
I about got knocked out of my chair.
So we mentioned, obviously, Michael Harris being signed to the practice squad for the Texans. But a more important transaction came across the wire yesterday. I was sitting minding my good business yesterday, and I saw the email that came through.
Yep.
Texans roster transaction. I was like, transaction? What transaction would they be making at this point? And all of a sudden, I saw number 26 of your program, number one of your heart, yep, Juwan Jordan signed to the 53-man roster.
Sometimes you're just happy for a dude, right? And Juwan Jordan is not one that we've interviewed, talked to a lot. I don't know the young
man. I'm pretty sure he didn't talk a lot.
Yeah, and he doesn't, according to others. So it's not like I know this guy, and, you know, I'm just happy for the production and the opportunity, making the most of it, getting the production, and getting rewarded.
Without question.
You know?
No, without question. The question that does pop up, though, or the thing that has been the case, having a player who comes in and in his debut puts up 101 yards when you've looked at this running back room and been like, various noises to that sound. You go, what took so long?
Mm-hmm.
That was a question that thankfully Seth asked of Caserio when he was talking with the fellas earlier today. This was Nick Casario's answer on when it came to what took so long to get Juwan Jordan in the mix.
Yeah, well, I mean, he played a bunch in the preseason, a fairly productive preseason. And the reality is, if you're not kind of a starter on offense or defense, then are you playing on fourth down and what's your role there? So I'd say when you look at that running back room, like, we kind of have a couple different types of players. I mean, Dare, I would say he's a utility player who has value offensively in the kicking game. You know, we felt good about Nick, and then Woody has kind of given us a certain level of performance. Then it's a matter of, all right, how many backs are you going to take to the game? How many, you know, each week's going to be a little bit different. British kind of has his role where he's kind of a fullback, kind of hybrid back. You know, he's a kicking game player. So you kind of have to look at the entire picture and then just figure out, well, you know, what makes the most sense. I would say more than anything last week, you know, we probably knew Nick wasn't going to play. So then it's, what are our options? You know, we have Woody, we have Darway, and then we're probably going to need another back at the game. So I would say we went through the course of the week. You know, Jawar had a good week of practice. Jawar has been one of our better practice players during the course of the year on the practice squad. He's been recognized multiple times for the practice as the practice squad player of the week. So he's improved individually, I would say. He's helped our team at different points, and he showed the ability to get yards and carry the ball when he had his opportunities in the preseason. So the reality is you're never really going to know when that opportunity is going to come. And a lot of this is we're just trying to manage the roster, manage our depth, and then just look at it. We know we're taking 47, 48 to the game each week. What does that look like? So you have a group playing offensively, group playing defensively, group playing on fourth down. I would say your best chance to get to the game, honestly, early is on fourth down, and then you kind of work backwards. So again, kind of go week to week with it, but I would say that's probably like an overview of just the overall process.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
See, I think that's largely, you know, part of the reason, because, you know, we all know how important special teams is. Dare is not going to, you know, as much as he might be a liability now coming out of the backfield, he is valuable in special teams. So I think it's largely true. But one thing was conveniently sort of talked around there, and that is, you know, the politics involved. He didn't mention Damian Pierce's name one time. Damian Pierce, they were trying to find a place for him to be able to be on the 53. He's a draft pick, kind of his last opportunity. So Jawar Jordan, kind of because of the politics of it all and not being able to be a, you know, a fourth down type back, was kind of not an afterthought, but was kind of left behind.
Well, I for some reason I took the fourth down comment about like as special teams, mm-hmm. whether it's like punt or what have you.
Right.
And if you talk about the role, I'm glad you mentioned Damian Pierce. You talk about the role Damian Pierce had. It feels like Jawar could fit that pretty well because he's not the fastest guy, so I also don't want to get wild about this. But if you talk about a return guy, it feels like that is something that he probably could fit to some degree.
But he wasn't a fourth-round pick. That was on Nick Caceres' watch. See, and I'm not trying to bash on Nick because I think that's just the way it is around the NFL in general.
Yeah, and you know? he did mention they're trying to, you know, manage their roster, and I imagine that's a part, as the texter makes mention of, why he makes the 53-man roster. He just displayed his wares to the tune of 101 yards. You don't think somebody going to come and sniff around your practice
squad
and see if they come get him?
Yeah.
But it does make me think, like, again, you have a guy with some juice, and if you talk about doing special teams things and having some juice running the football, I hate to do this thing because it feels like, you know, I have had a thing against him, especially going back to training camp. Hey, Nick Chubb. Like, Nick Chubb as a player, I know that they've had a lot of deference to him and his experience. But what are we talking about right now? It is a what have you done for me lately league. And I know that you might think, all right, well, having the thunder and lightning.
Mm-hmm.
But Woody Marks runs pretty consistently across like what you want him to do. And then you mentioned British Brooks. It didn't feel like they have given a thought to handing him the football. And if you need like the power running circumstance, it feels like you could substitute what Nick Chubb does for what British Brooks does.
In some situations, right? But because his body has changed. He's gotten bigger. Because of he's more of a blocker and such, and less of a ball carrier. But in some of the, you know, the between the tackles, mash it in there kind of plays, yes, I would agree.
But my larger point being, if we've going to the offensive line, which is not the same thing, the conversation was get your best five guys on the field, basically like get the best guys in here. And I know fit matters when we talk about things. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But your running back room is not so strong that you don't just try and make sure you have the best guys available to do these things. Mm-hmm. Even if you're talking about we need guys to do these different roles, I still have questions as to the way that it came together fit-wise in this running back room.
But somehow, some way, much like the offensive line, they did get here. Whether it was finally making a decision on Dameon Pierce, the injuries, et cetera. And for him to be on the 53, you're right. I mean, it could have been as much protecting him as using him, because we still don't know what Nick Chubb's status is going to be.
No, because, I mean, ribs, yeah. I always, whenever I hear something about ribs, I'm like, that's got to be mm-hmm. one of the most uncomfortable things
Absolutely.
To walk around with. Like, laughing, breathing makes you hurt. So I don't know how rapidly that gets fixed, mm-hmm. although, you know, sometimes it's a needle away from playing football, you know?
Maybe.
But
you can have that needle.
I am so intrigued now that they've gotten to this place, but there is a little thing in the back of my mind that goes, all right, that's another one where mm-hmm. you go, took them a while to get here.
It sure did.
It took them a while to get here.
There's a lot of reasons for that.
But they're here. Yeah. They are here. And everything, right? Like, everything is healed and fixed by the fact that you are 9-5. You are firmly planted in the playoffs as of right now with ideas on moving up and winning your division if the Denver Broncos can comply. That's all fine and good. And I think that the good vibes will carry this. But I don't want to ignore that portion, which continued to, like, that was the thing as I'm seeing this Jawar Jordan breakout. I'm like, man, it felt like we had some mm-hmm. we had some of these feelings early on, and we just now got to this place. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. I think that there's things that very much hit me in a more positive way from Nick Caserio when he sat with Payne and Pendergast. We'll get to some of those as well as we continue on this Wednesday show. But coming up next, let's get to our question of the day. One of the sporting events that was happening yesterday was the Emirates NBA Cup. We have a champion. It is the New York Knicks. They won something for the first time, and they were having fun with it. Mm-hmm. But it feels like it was contrived, right? Like, we
yes,
could do this.
It
was contrived. So question of the day, what are the biggest contrivances in sports? Or outside of sports, 713-572-4610. Let's have that conversation next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.